We find ourselves living out moments in history every single day. So I have decided to create a virtual time capsule to document a small part of that history. I'm Rena, and this is Inside Our Reality. Our guest today is Ben Kane, who's from Massachusetts and loves the West Wing. Listen to our conversation from June 24th, 2020, and hear about his future plans and what quarantine has been like for him.
How are you? How are you doing?
You know, I'm good. I started my summer job recently. I have been having a lot of downtime. I've been watching a lot of Netflix and reading a lot of books. And, you know, I'm just trying to make the best of it, you know?
So, clearly, you are going to George Washington University. You're wearing a sweatshirt, you have a flag.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
What are you going to school for? Or what do you want to be when you grow up? You can answer whichever one you want.
The second question, I don't know. So the first question is the easier question. I am intending on double majoring in political science and philosophy with a public affairs focus. So, I mean, DC was obviously like the big reason why I wanted to be down there was for my major. I'm really interested in politics. I'm really interested in like history and like that kind of stuff. And I love to learn why people think about different political views and realms and stuff like that, which is why I was interested in philosophy. And for the second question, I don't know. I want to, try as many different things as I can while I'm down there, intern for a bunch of different political groups, like for Congress, for a journalism group, for like, you know, advocacy groups and stuff like that, and see what really strikes me. Law school isn't out of the question. Graduate school isn't out of the question. I mean, there's a ton of question marks that I would use to answer that question, but definitely something in the realm of politics. But also, who knows? I mean, I'm 18 years old. I don't even know.
Do you have like a crazy, maybe even unrealistic dream job?
Do you watch The West Wing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Josh Lyman. That would be my not realistic dream, just to be in like that high position of power and like having like those decision making responsibilities and that kind of stuff. Simply because like, you know, I think if you are in a position of power, you have the ability to do something really, really good and like make a lot of really positive change. And you know, after the past 3.5 years of seeing not so positive change coming from people in positions of power, I've decided that I want to, you know, at some point down the road, be able to do better.
Massachusetts primaries happened already, right?
Yes. Well, it depends on what primaries we're talking about. Congressional primaries?
Are they at different times?
Yeah. So yeah, Massachusetts congressional primaries are on September 1st. There have been other Massachusetts elections more on the local scale that have already happened, but Massachusetts has their congressional primaries very late. So we had our presidential primary in March on Super Tuesday.
Right.
And Biden won overwhelmingly, embarrassingly for Elizabeth Warren, who came in third in her own state. And then, you know, throughout the month of May, we've had various local elections. So, you know, my town has voted on like their select board, school committee, that kind of stuff. And like throughout this past week, I think most towns in the state have had those elections. But then like the ones that a lot of people pay attention to, which are the congressional primaries, happen on September.
So what was it like being a first-time voter this year?
Oh, so it was really nice. They all all the election poll workers applauded me when I came in to vote, which was super cute. It just felt nice to make a difference. because, like, I've considered myself to be someone who's been politically aware for a long time, like, paying attention pretty hard to, like, just what everything is going on. And, you know, 2016 hurt my brain a lot because I was like, how could people, you know, make this decision? And, like, how I'm going to be so impacted by this, but I didn't even have a choice in the matter. But, like, finally being able to be like, now I have a choice, and now I'm going to make sure that that doesn't happen again was really meaningful. And also, like, kind of on the, like, the lower level, just, like, making decisions on who will represent me in my town was pretty cool because, like, I know these people and I get to make the decisions that, like, yeah, I might not see every day, but still, like, are important. And, like, that was empowering. So, and then I also got a really nice sticker that I put on my phone for a while until it fell off.
So something that we are very much living through is the prevalence of school shootings. Like in my 4 years in high school, we had like 3 shooting threats, and like, so Parkland was sophomore year and like Newtown was like in middle school, and like that was kind of when I started becoming aware of current events and like what's going on in the world. What has your experience with school shootings been?
Well, fortunately, nothing firsthand. You know, nothing even, you know, kind of in anywhere close to me. Has there been like I guess geographically close to me, there's been nothing like the sort. But, you know, Parkland was the first one that like really shook me, simply because like I know people in that school, and like that could have been anyone, and like that could have been me going home and like seeing on the news that someone that I knew and loved died. And I was like, that's like not okay. Like these kids were our age, they're younger, they're, you know, want to go to college and they want to get good SAT scores and they want to, you know, win games and, you know, hang out with friends and that kind of stuff. Like they're me. So, you know, that was the first one that really was like, wow, that's really quite awful. Because like, you know, before, I feel like it was easier to like say that that can't happen to me. That's always like to someone else. But like having that really hit close to home. So I guess that was kind of a naive opinion before, but how like that day, February 14th, 2018, like that day kind of changed everything, how I thought. And you know, that's like, it's appalling to me that there wasn't immediate action. Like the immediate response by so many people was to like not do anything, which like, you know, that's insane. How can you let something happen and be like, oh, we're not going to change anything and just hope that it never happens again? That's not how society works. And like saying out of respect to the victims, we're not going to do anything about it, well, that's like the opposite. Like we're going to honor your memory by not changing doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And you know, having our generation be so involved in activism and, you know, speaking out and like being involved and stuff like that. Like, I feel like that has played a really significant role in my life, simply because like everyone who I knew after that suddenly became so much better at like speaking out for themselves and like being able to profess their opinions and stuff like that and not being afraid to tell it how it is. I feel like we were complacent before. But after February 14th, 2018, our generation like turned around, simply because a lot of people realized that could have been me and I need to make sure that isn't it.
What is it like to be part of this generation that like is already has a reputation but hasn't even entered the workforce yet?
I mean, I feel like every generation inherently gets a reputation, simply because they're different. Like there's no generation that didn't piss off the generations before them. So I'm not so bothered about like generationally having a reputation. I think it would be worse if we didn't have a reputation and society just viewed us as kids. Because even like just being able to associate yourself with something, even if it's kind of negative, like gives yourself an identity. And, you know, if it defines you, then it's not necessarily negative. Like if you are able to like strongly say that you believe in something.
Do you think you like get treated like a kid? Like you can't have an opinion because you're only in high school?
I guess it depends on the context. You know, I feel like I've definitely had to work harder to make myself feel like that I have, that my opinion is accepted than I would if I were like older. But yeah, at the same time, I think a lot of people value what kids think. And like, they really listen to you, even if you're a kid, because like, you know, you're allowed to have opinions too. And I think that I've been lucky enough to have teachers and like, you know, relatives and stuff like that, that like really believe me when I have something to say, and that they're not trying to discredit me simply because of my age, because that's not a good argument. Like, I'm more than willing to have discussions about politics or like current events and stuff like that. But if like the only defense that you have against like my opinion is that, oh, you're too young, you don't understand anything, that's like not good. Like any person who does debate knows that like that's not a good argument. And that makes you sound like you're not able to defend yourself. So, you know, I think that a lot of people would try to disguise their you don't understand anything because you're a kid argument in a different way, by, you know, arguing something else, but not explicitly, no.
So switching gears a little bit, but you said that you've been reading a lot, watching a lot recently. What has been your favorite book, movie, TV show, all of the above?
So I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I listen to Politico's Nerdcast a lot, and I've also been listening to one that's like a story of all of the presidential elections, and those are super interesting because there's like a lot of drama and like stuff that you don't learn about simply because it happened 100 years ago. So I just finished an episode on FDR's first election, and I can't remember whether that's, it's like either 1924 or 1928. That was a super interesting one. Like how he was able to win the votes at the Democratic National Committee or convention.
Is that presidential?
And, yeah, presidential. It's a super good podcast. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of Netflix. That 70s show is such a good show. And The West Wing, of course, because that's my favorite TV show ever. But I've also seen it a lot of times. I need to like expand my horizons. I need more comedy in my life simply because like everything's depressing.
Yeah. What has been like your favorite quarantine activity or quarantine thing or?
Walks. I've gone on so many walks. Like I've probably covered like 300 miles since quarantine began. I made this really cool rubber band walk.
Whoa, that's really big.
Yeah, I was really happy with it. That was like early quarantine, though.
Do you think that the pandemic is improving your life in any ways or not? Or maybe not your life, but...
I guess it keeps me more regimented. Like, you know, like waking up and being like, I have 24 hours. For like today to do stuff, and like I don't have anything to fill it with, like especially earlier when I didn't have schoolwork and stuff, it like made me go out of my way to fill like my day and like put myself on a schedule, so I like wasn't staying in bed until noon and like wasn't eating at random times and like wasn't playing on my phone for 7 hours a day. Like I forced myself to be in like to do stuff and to like regiment myself. And that'll be like helpful for me later on. I don't think I would have been able to like keep myself accountable in college if it wasn't for like the practice that I got during coronavirus. But also at the same time, I was super bored all day.
Yeah, I mean, do you have anything else to share, to add to the listeners?
Yeah, so just an interesting little tidbit. John Tyler, who is the 10th president of the United States, still has living grandchildren.
Whoa.
Isn't that insane? He was president before Abraham Lincoln.
Wait, grandchildren?
Grandchildren.
Not even like great-grandchildren?
Mm-mm. Grandchildren.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy? I've fact-checked myself like 7 times on it, simply because like even when I say it, I don't believe it, but it's true.
Wow.
And my last fun fact is buffalo, 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 buffalo is a grammatically correct sentence.
Can buffalo be a verb?
Buffalo is a verb, noun, and an adjective.
That's so weird. All right, well, I guess we're leaving the listeners with that.
All right, that sounds good to me. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to our guest today, Ben Kane. Thank you also to Aliza Bromberg-Gaber, Ben Bromberg-Gaber, Mimi Cantor, and anyone else who has helped get this podcast off the ground, especially Ben Miller for writing the music for this show. That's our show. Don't forget to be kind to the people around you.